About 60% of adults in sub-Saharan Africa living with HIV and AIDS are known to be women with their peak infection rates occurring at earlier ages than men. To help address this trend, the Deputy Minister of Health, Ruju Metal Nunu, has charged stakeholders in the fight against HIV and AIDS to come out with initiatives that will increase the capabilities of women and adolescent girls to protect themselves from the risk of HIV infections. He was speaking at the opening of a two-day conference in Accra of the Society for Women and AIDS in Africa, SWA Ghana. Baba Otu has the details.
The Society for Women and AIDS in Africa, SWA, a pan-African women's organization, was born out of the 4th International AIDS Conference in Stockholm in 1988. That conference rallied a few African women to deliberate on the need for focus on Africa and the NGO sector with regard to programming in mitigating the effects of HIV and AIDS on African women and children. The Deputy Minister of Health, Roger Metz, said gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls are fundamental elements in reducing the vulnerability of HIV and AIDS. He outlined a number of factors contributing to the vulnerability of women and girls to the pandemic.
Women's unequal legal and social status are among factors that have heightened their vulnerability to HIV/AIDS. For instance, gender inequality is known to have contributed in making women more vulnerable to the disease and its social consequences. Lack of power and resources make it difficult or impossible for women to negotiate safer sex and insist on condom use by their partners. One of the bigger challenges is the fact that people do not have access to the female condom, don't know what it looks like, and it is also not available for them to use. The acceptance by both men and women that wife beating is a norm if a woman argues with the husband or refuses to have sex, as recorded in the Ghana 2008 DHS, has serious health implications such as sexually transmitted infections, including HIV/AIDS, and possible increase in mother-to-child transmission of HIV/AIDS. For many women, condom use inside marriage is next to impossible. Violence against women also helps to spread the disease, as well as myths about sex with virgins curing the disease. These existing vulnerabilities of women affect their access to treatment, care, and support.
On stigmatization, Mr. Metununu implored participants at the conference to come out with more educative programs on HIV and AIDS to reduce the plight of the people. A person living with HIV and AIDS said they still continue to face various forms of stigmatization and indiscrimination.
But the discrimination is so there. Before you were approaching me, I told you that I don't want my voice to come out, or I don't like teachers, all because of discrimination. Because I have family in Ghana today. They should come out boldly, maybe use some of us who are ready to come out and educate the world that it's like any sickness, so that discrimination can come down and we'll be all free.
Baba Otu's report.